appreciate you guys sticking with us here as we add him into the show. Let's see. And I can't get that to close. Okay, unavailable. Let's do it this way. Click, click, dial, and let's do it this way. I apologize, folks. Tried to have it set up during the break and kept saying error, and I had to reboot a computer, and for some reason it just didn't work. So let's do it this way and see if we can get him to answer the phone on this cell call. We'll do it on a cell phone today. Appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Joining us on the line right now is Todd Smallingberg. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. If you could just turn down anything playing in the background, we're getting a little feedback, and we'll be good to go. Hey, Todd, I just had State Senator Jim Runstad on the line talking about the Senate Bill 603-604, where basically the Democrats are trying to change our election laws going forward. It passed with 20 votes, of course, Democrats in the Senate, but they did not vote to give it immediate effect. They didn't get six Republican senators to vote with the Democrats. Now it goes to the House, and we got to stop it in the House. It's that simple. And all it's going to take is one Democrat, preferably two or three, to basically vote with the Republicans to kill these bills. And I don't know whether or not the Republicans have any ability or credibility with one Democrat to vote the right way to kill these bills. What's your take on all this stuff going on these two Senate bills?
It's absolutely upside down. It's crazy. It's absurd. They're codifying election fraud. And, you know, we need to be inundating all the Democrat state representatives. I mean, just flooding their social media, flooding the phone lines, flooding their personal pages with this, because this is literally making it easier for them to cheat. This is doing everything they got away with in 2020 and making it a law and making us criminals if we bring up the question of any election fraud. Our state is going downhill quicker than California.
Yeah. Well, one thing that Jim pointed out was the fact that they, in this bill, says specifically, and this is the part of the story I read yesterday and part of even Jim's post on Twitter, was the fact that we can't even ask attempt to assess in any way, shape, or form the qualifications of a voter, the process in which they got their ballot, and how their ballot was even returned back to a clerk. It's actually in the bill itself. We cannot even ask or question it or try to assess the facts about maybe somebody in your community, Todd, that you don't even know. I said on the show yesterday, so many of these poll workers have been doing elections in our local townships, cities, villages across the state of Michigan for decades. These poll workers, they know every single family. They know every single person that comes in. All of a sudden, you got to, and I'm going to be politically incorrect here. I am, not you. You got somebody that walks in that is perhaps looks like Mexican, Central American, darker skin, doesn't speak English. They only speak Spanish, and they claim to be a resident of your township. And the poll workers are like, okay, well, I'd like to register to vote. Do you have somebody that can speak Spanish that can translate for me? I don't even know a single clerk in northern Michigan that has a Spanish translator. I mean, how do we process that person? Well, if we even ask about it, Todd, if we even question it, now we're breaking this law that they're proposing.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You brought up a solid point with the senator when you had him on, just about 125% of the voters in Antrim voting. You know, how do you get that? And now it's like when you're questioning it to making sure that we have secure voting, then you're going to become a criminal. I mean, this is absurd.
Yeah.
I mean, and the corruption is so bad anymore, Trucker. They are doing it in our face and not even batting an eye.
Right. Well, my question is, because another story I read regarding the budget, current state representative for the 106th introduced, proposed an amendment to one of the bills coming out of the budget committee in the House. And, of course, it failed. But he got one Democrat from Mount Clemens, State Representative Mentzer, to vote for it. So I'm like, okay, Cam, you voted for Joe Tate to be the speaker. He's put you on committees. You're developing friendships and relationships with Democrats. Why don't you reach out to her and say, hey, join us and vote against Senate Bill 603, 604. Let's see if Cam is capable of flipping one Democrat to kill these bills until we get the governorship back. Let's challenge him to do that. This is the kind of thing that ticks me off, that you can't get one common sense Democrat to do the right thing. Then basically you're an ineffective state representative, in my opinion.
I collectively as a whole, you're 100%, you know, spot on, because this should be such a push by every single one of our elected representatives, pointing out the truth in the bills, to get common sense Democrats, if there are any. I don't know. I haven't been seeing it in the last year, except for the abortion issue. We did see that.
Right.
So, you know what? This should be a push across the spectrum by every single one of those 54 state representatives to sit down those Democrats and at least get one of them to sway over. I mean, where are they at? They're not on social media. They're not telling the representatives what's inside this bill. They're not telling them, you know, we need help. This is all hands on deck. It's state representatives and all the people, you know, throughout the state, you know, putting pressure on the Democrats, saying this is unconstitutional, this is illegal, and this is absurd.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at other pages. You know, the only one I'm seeing is the senator coming up, you know, since day one. Where's the rest of our elected representatives sounding the alarm?
Right. Well, he mentioned 8 Democrats are considered to be in swing districts, and that Republicans have filed and Republicans are running. And he's saying he feels that they have an opportunity to get all 8 of those Democrats to join with the Republicans and to kill these bills, because they are up for election this year, Todd. And if the Republicans can be out there in those swing districts saying, hey, your current state representative, a Democrat, voted to codify election fraud in our state, I think that's a winning message for these Republicans. And you know what? By the senators not giving it immediate effect, where it wouldn't take place for this legislative term, I think it would almost be a wonderful thing to make sure that we get these 8 swing districts to go from Democrat to Republicans and guarantee a majority of Republicans. But my problem is, and my question is this to you, I'm afraid that they are going to then, once they get the majority back, vote to give Matt Hall the speakership. And Matt Hall has voted with the Democrats on the gun bills and other things. Really? We want Matt Hall to be the Speaker of the House if the Republicans get the majority back?
No, I agree with you 100%. I've followed his voting, his record, and he's the last person that deserves. Well, there's several others, but he's one of the ones that does not deserve that gavel. And I tell you what, if you put me in the state representative come January, I'll be leading the vocal charge to ensure he's not, because that man does not deserve to be a conservative speaker, because he is not a conservative. And we need conservative people up there getting these bills overturned that we've had done this last year and a half, and getting good bills on there, is taking care of the people and ensuring that their rights are not being infringed with these albatross bills that we've seen the last year and a half.
Yeah. Well, the problem is my throat is closing up because I am so ticked off this morning. I can barely speak. But the problem is the money. If you go down as a state rep for the 106, when you go down, I should say, and you stand up in caucus verbally fighting against Matt Hall to be the speaker, well, he's going to cut your money off. He's not going to allow any of your bills to be introduced. He'll basically do to you what he's tried to do to Neil Friske and others there because they didn't vote for Joe Tate. My question is this. Do you need the money from Lansing? If you get elected and the people support you, and you get enough to be elected, do you need Lansing's money to run your office and to be able to run for re-election? Are you going to rely on those people, or are you going to rely on the people?
I'm relying on the people that put me there. It's not Lansing. It's not Matt Hall. That's the problem we have today. You've got a man currently in the 106 that all his money is being from outside on the donations. He's doing all these fundraisers throughout the state, but not in the 106. He clearly works for everyone outside the 106 and not the folks in the 106. And I guarantee you this, and I swear to you, you put me in that office, I work for the 106. I don't work for Lansing. I don't work for the DeVosses and the Yobs, and I certainly don't work for Matt Hall.
Amen. Appreciate that comment. Got a text line open, 231-360-5140. If you like Todd's website, electsmallenberg.com. Just text me, Todd. I'll send you a clickable link. Folks, you need to donate whatever you can afford. You need to go to electsmallenberg.com. $20, $50, $100, whatever you have, $10. It doesn't matter. You guys need to donate to his fund. You have other events coming up, Todd. We want to talk about those real quick.
Yeah, well, as you know, I'll be at the dinner on the 11th there in Presqu'île for the Reagan Day dinner. I've got the fundraiser dinner at VFW in Hillman on the 25th. And I'm just trying to get as many as meet and greets together as I can. Folks are working. Wolverine, we've been knocking doors in all the towns, and we're going to continue. I'm going to be in every single town up until August 6th.
Well, one thing that we know that people can do, and this is very inexpensive to do, Vicky and I have done it, other people have done it, on a Friday night or a Saturday night or Saturday afternoon, you know, get together with, have maybe your neighbors or members of your church come over to your house, provide some light beverages and snacks, and have Todd there and hear from him and listen to him and answer questions. That's a good thing to do, eh, Todd?
Yeah, it is, and I appreciate the folks that have been doing that for me, and I encourage more. If you got 10, you got 12, you got 15, I'll be there, and so that way the folks can get to know me and ask me questions so that they're informed come August. Because the only way we turn this around is we stop electing the same people that got us into this mess.
Amen to that. Again, text me, Todd. I'll send you the link to electsmallenberg.com. Todd, we appreciate you coming on the show, man. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother. You have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, bye.
Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I've literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one on this Friday. Want to remind you that the Presque Isle County Republican Party, they will be selling tickets probably up until Tuesday or Wednesday. The event is going to shut down. They have to prepare enough food for everybody. I'm talking about, of course, the Presque Isle County Republican Party's Reagan Day dinner, not this Saturday, but a week from this Saturday. May the 11th. Doors will open at 5 o'clock at the Posen Community Center. I'll be there. Mark Farner is going to be there from Grand Funk Railroad. His wife, he is bringing Lisa. They are coming. We are going to have a great conversation with a absolute patriot rock star. Get his perspective on people. He travels all over the world doing his concerts, promoting his new album that's coming out shortly. Just came back from South America on a big tour. He's on his way to another location now, but a week from this Saturday, he will be at the Posen Community Center. People that don't follow politics, Mark, people like yourself, you're leading your life, you're in the music industry, you make songs, you play your guitar. You're a Christian. You absolutely, absolutely care about people. You care about communities. You care about economies. You care about things. How is it that people like you that are not politically engaged, involved like we are in this show, how is it exactly they think? What is the way to reach these people? To get them to think intellectually about this upcoming election in November, not to vote emotionally. Well, I don't like President Trump's tweets, his posts. I don't like his comments on social media. Yeah, but how do you feel about his position on foreign policy, on gas prices, on helping businesses get stronger under his 4 years he was president compared to what we're dealing with today? How do we communicate to these people? Well, this is the kind of conversation, his perspective, that we're going to get from Mark Farner. Great meal. This is their only fundraising event for Presque Isle County Republicans this year, heading into the August 6th primary. They have a bunch of great candidates. Darren Darger is running for clerk. Bob Britsky is running for county commissioner. Yes, the chairman of the party of Presque Isle County went down and put his name on the ballot to be a county commissioner. Unopposed. No Republican primary. No Democrat filed to run against him. Now, they still may try to do a no-party affiliation candidate or a write-in candidate. It's not going to work. The Republicans that win August 6th will be elected in November. We are 60-40 at a bare minimum, Republican to Democrat, especially during a presidential year. That's why it was so critically important to your county to recruit county commissioners this year who will be serving not two but 4-year terms. Well, Presque County stepped up and did it. Even the chairman of the party is running for county commissioner to make sure that they have rock-solid conservative patriot Republicans elected in Presque County. Well, you need to come. I don't care what county you live in. You need to come to this event on May 11th. It's that simple. Pure and simple. Text me PI. I'll text you the flyer. Mark Farner's picture on it. All the information is there. Posen Community Center, Saturday, May the 11th. Doors open at 5. Dinner will be at 6. And we will have absolutely fantastic, great keynote speech interaction with Mark Farner. And you guys will help fund campaigns to help them take back Presque Isle County once and for all. We're cleaning house, and this is the year to do it. Democrats are going to be gone on county commissioners. We're going to have a Republican clerk. We may even get a new prosecutor. We may even be able to strengthen the Onaway School Board. Reinforcements are coming. Replacements are coming. You need to be a part of this event. That's not this Saturday, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. They're going to be shutting down ticket sales probably, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday for the food. You guys need to be part of this. Text me PI, and I'll send you the flyer. You can call Darren Darga and get your tickets. You have to understand something. This is critically important to this county, to our region, and even to the 106th state house race. Why? Because the Presque Isle County Republicans have endorsed Todd Smallenberg, as have all the other counties in the 106th, except for Sheboygan County. That is the current incumbent state representative, Cam Cavett's home county. And for some reason, and I don't understand it, even though they got new leadership running the Sheboygan County Republican Party, they have not endorsed Todd Smallenberg. I don't know if they're going to, but as of right now, I don't believe they have. Well, you need to come a week from Saturday. You got to join us, folks. This is going to be a fantastic event. You're going to enjoy the food. You're going to enjoy the speakers. They have some great silent auction items for you to bid on. You need to come. The counties get strong financially. They help their candidates win. They take back their county. This is absolutely a blueprint that needs to be duplicated across our listening area. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge.